Merry Christmas. As a child, I was almost unbearably excited by stockings, games, chocolates, presents. To this day, the aroma of mince pies triggers me into gulping fits of sentimental ecstasy. But as I grew out of childhood, realizing I was gay, I saw a long, lonely line of Christmases ahead of me. Exclusion, exile, and disgrace had been, and surely always would be, the fate of the homosexual. But look, in my short lifetime, well, I think of it as short, Britain has moved towards an understanding and acceptance of gay love. All right, it's not perfect, of course, but what an improvement over the grim culture in which I grew up. One truth about myself, however, that I never thought for one single second would ever be an issue about which I had any cause to worry in this country, was that I'm a Jew. Yes, you heard me correctly. I am a Jew. That may surprise some people. It surprises me, really. I don't think of myself as especially Jewish. Indeed, sometimes people rather embarrassingly refer to me as quintessentially English, whatever that means. I suppose it's because I love cricket and Shakespeare and the Archers on Radio 4, and my vocal cords appear to be made of tweed. But if you take a swab of my spittle, as I did with one of those genetic services, up comes 52% Ashkenazi Jew. More than half, which was a bit of a surprise. My mother's Jewish family came over from Central Europe in the 1930s, but my father died without knowing that he was a fraction Jewish. Maybe you were a fraction Jewish too, without knowing it. Does it matter? I mean, I don't really identify as Jewish any more than I identify as English or British. Then again, I know, because I've been warned, that I've been on lists of British Jews that some ultra-right-wing newspapers and sites have published over the years. And I'm frankly damned if I'll let anti-Semites be the ones who define me and take ownership of the word Jew, injecting it with their own spiteful venom. So I accept and claim the identity with pride. I am Stephen Fry, and I am a Jew. The great Irish thinker and writer Conor Cruise O'Brien once said that anti-Semitism is a light sleeper. Well, it seems to have woken up of late. The horrendous events of October the 7th and the Israeli response seem to have stirred up this ancient hatred. It's agonizing to see all the violence and destruction that it's unfolding, and the terrible loss of life on both sides brings me an overwhelming sadness and heartache. But whatever our opinions on what is happening, there can be no excuse for the behavior of some of our citizens. Since October the 7th, there have been 50 separate reported incidents of anti-Semitism every single day in London alone, an increase of 1,350%, according to the Metropolitan Police. Shop windows smashed, Stars of David and swastikas daubed on walls of Jewish properties, synagogues and cemeteries. Jewish schools have been forced to close. There is real fear stalking the Jewish neighborhoods of Britain. Jewish people here are becoming fearful of showing themselves in Britain in 2023. My Jewish grandparents loved Britain, believing the Jews were more welcome here than in most countries. I'm glad they aren't alive now to read newspaper stories that would have reminded them of the 1930s Europe that they left. They believed Britishness meant being fair and decent. But what can be more unfair or indecent than race hatred, whether anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or any kind? So what is my message this Christmas? The simple truth that we're all brothers and sisters? It's naive, but it's as good a message as any other. At this time, in the face of the greatest rise in anti-Jewish racism since records began, Jews should stand upright and proud in who they are. And so should you, whatever your genetic makeup. Standing upright means speaking up and calling out venomous slurs and hateful abuse wherever you encounter them. Knowing and loving this country as I do, I don't believe that most Britons are okay living in a society that judges hatreds of Jews to be the one acceptable form of racism. So, speak up. Stand with us. Be proud to be Jewish, or Jewish, or if not Jewish at all, proud to have us as much a part of this great nation as any other minority, as any of you. And so, this mad, quintessential, queer English Jew wishes you, whatever your race or creed, however you identify yourself, all peace, joy, and a very merry Xmas, formerly known as Twittermas. And now let's all exhale that great sigh that Jews have sighed for thousands of years. Oy.